This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Christopher Pence? First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Christopher Pence was born in May 1980 and lived in Snohomish, Washington. This is 31 miles north of Seattle. When he was 19 years old, he met a 20-year-old woman named Michelle. The couple married in 1999. At some point, Christopher graduated with a bachelor's degree in finance. He had dreams of becoming rich in finance and real estate and living in a downtown Seattle penthouse. He ended up working in the technology field. At various times, Christopher managed a computer store, owned a computer store, worked as a network engineer, and as a network architect. Years later, he was offered a position as a systems engineer at Microsoft. In the year 2000, Christopher and Michelle started having children. After Michelle gave birth to her fourth child, Christopher had a vasectomy. Not long after this, he became active in his religious belief system, specifically evangelical Christianity. He believed that as a man, he was the leader of the family, and children represented rewards. 1 year to the day after having the vasectomy, Christopher had it reversed. By 2017, Michelle had six more children. Sudden infant death syndrome claimed one of the children at 5 months old, so the couple had a total of nine children living in a 1,900-square-foot house, which was owned by Christopher's parents. The family had a lot of animals wandering around the property, including chickens, turkeys, and dogs. They also had several cows with names that foreshadowed human consumption, like steak, dinner, burrito, and beef. There was one cow who had the name Norman. He probably felt fortunate, despite his name being considered a little old-fashioned. Norman was like, man, I dodged a bullet there. There's nothing wrong with the Pence family's animal selections, but I'm surprised they did not have an affinity for rabbits. Michelle was advised by physicians to discontinue having children, and a social worker grew concerned about the educational situation in the home. Despite these concerns, it would appear as though Christopher and Michelle were convinced that they were not having children fast enough. They posted online expressing their interest in adopting up to five siblings to add to their already sizable family. They were hoping to adopt siblings who may have been split up otherwise due to the sheer quantity of them. The couple talked to adoption agencies, attended interviews, and dealt with social workers. They came close a couple of times to completing an adoption, but ultimately, there was no rapid family expansion. In 2018, Michelle had another child, bringing the total number of children in the family to 10. During maternity leave for this child, the Pence family took a trip across the United States in a motorhome. As the trip was underway, the couple connected with a husband and wife in Massachusetts named Francisco and Christina Cordero. It appeared as though the connection was based on shared religious beliefs. The Corderos also had a large family, six children, one of whom had special needs. They were looking for somebody to take care of their children on a temporary basis while they worked through some problems with their marriage. The family used to have a house in Chicopee, Massachusetts, but they sold it and were living in a recreational vehicle. The Pence family met with the Cordero family at the RV. Christopher and Michelle were willing to take the children and recommended that Francisco and Christina think it over. The Pence family continued with their vacation. When they returned to Massachusetts a few days later, the Corderos told them that they were ready to move forward with a temporary caregiving arrangement. The party signed a caregiver authorization affidavit and had it notarized. The Pences took five of the Corderos' children, leaving the special needs child behind. Christopher, Michelle, their 10 biological children, and five of the Corderos' children all piled into the Pences' motorhome for the trip back to the state of Washington. It probably felt like a trip to purgatory. On the way home, they dazzled the children with stops at the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter in Kentucky. After arriving in Washington, the Pence family was visited by local police, who had concerns about the quantity of children in the family. Ultimately, no action was taken by law enforcement. Christopher and Michelle decided that it was time to move because a 1,900-square-foot home was not ideal for 15 children. In June of 2019, the family moved to Hawkins, Texas, which is about 2 hours east of Dallas. They paid $325,000 for a 4,150-square-foot house. As this was going on, the Corderos were feeling some pressure from the child welfare authorities in Massachusetts. There was talk of putting their children in foster care. To get around this, the caregiver arrangement was converted into an adoption in December of 2019. Now Christopher and Michelle had permanent custody. This adoption did not change how the Corderos felt about seeing these five children. To be closer to them, they drove to Texas and parked their RV about 2 hours away from Hawkins. This did not make Christopher and Michelle happy. They decided to move away. In November 2020, the Pence family moved to Cedar City, Utah, which is in the southwest corner of the state. They purchased a 5,800-square-foot, 7-bedroom, 7-bath house, which sat on 20 acres. The price was $659,000. The mortgage was $510,000. By this time, Michelle had her 11th biological child. Christopher's parents lived with them as well, so this meant there were 16 children and 4 adults in the house. Christopher and Michelle did not share their new address with the Corderos. Tensions were running high between the two families. The Corderos wanted to regain custody and reported the Pence family to local child welfare authorities. The Pence family was ready to pursue their dreams on a new property. They were building greenhouses and getting ready to purchase cows. As it turns out, this craving to collect cattle would not resolve Christopher's concerns in this contentious custody clash. No quantity of cows could move him to compassion. His inability to steer clear from a bullheaded path was utterly ridiculous.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On September 2, 2021, the FBI field office in Albany, New York, received information from a British hacker about a dark net website user who tried to hire someone to kill Francisco and Christina Cordero. By this time, the couple was living in Hoosick Falls, New York. The dark web activity had started on July 16, 2021. The user searched for a website to hire a killer and selected a hitman agency called the Sinaloa Cartel Marketplace. Between July 26 and July 29, the user transferred about $16,000 worth of Bitcoin to the cartel. Eventually, the user provided the website administrator with the names, address, and photographs of the Corderos and instructed them to make the murders look like an accident or a botched robbery. A few hours after placing the order, the user canceled it, but resubmitted the order the next day. Investigators contacted the cryptocurrency exchange and discovered that the account holder was Christopher Pence. The IP addresses used in the transactions were tracked to Christopher's house and to a cell phone account in his name. As far as anyone being killed, the cartel website was run by people in Romania. They were scam artists who took the money and never carried out the hit. No one was harmed in this transaction. On October 27, 2021, at about 6:30 a.m., federal agents and local law enforcement paid a visit to the Pence family house. They suspected that Christopher was the person who ordered the hit, but they did not know for sure. Unwisely, Christopher agreed to talk to the officers. He eventually confessed to ordering the hit. He claimed it was due to the bad relationship with the Corderos and asked, "Have I ruined my life?" Christopher had buyer's remorse about his statement and tried to get this confession excluded as evidence, but he was not successful. On December 6, 2023, he pleaded guilty to one count of use of facility of interstate commerce in connection with murder for hire. On April 4, 2024, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison. He could be released as early as 2028. At the time I'm making this video, all the children, including the 5 adopted Cordero children, continue to live with Michelle. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number 1. Considering how Christopher was a systems engineer, he was clearly intelligent, yet he believed that some dark web cartel was really going to kill the Corderos for $16,000. When communicating with the cartel, Christopher wrote, quote, "Good day, admin. I have a couple targets, husband and wife, that I am needing removed. However, it is known that they and I don't quite see eye to eye on something. I am a couple of days away from submitting the job as an accident, but before I do, I was wondering, in your experience, even if it is an obvious accident, what kind of investigation will be run against me, knowing that we are not on the best of terms?" Unquote. Christopher was concerned about the legitimacy of the website. He asked other users if it was real or a scam. Furthermore, he was interested in saving some money and wanted a discount because both his targets lived at the same address. I guess he was looking for a special, like, order one homicide and get the second one for half off. There's the sense that Christopher was one step away from asking the cartel if they ever doubled coupons. Item number 2. The motive for this murder for hire is a little murky. Perhaps Christopher was simply upset with the Corderos because they wanted to regain custody and had reported the Pence family to the authorities. It's also possible that Christopher wanted to eliminate the Corderos because their children missed them. Apparently, the behavior of the Cordero children was alarming to Christopher and Michelle. The children would whine, yell, screech, use sharp words, maintain unkind attitudes, roll their eyes, and have meltdowns of epic proportions. If their parents were taken out of the picture, then Christopher could have shut down any requests to go back by saying something like, "Well, there's no going back now because your parents were mysteriously killed." Item number 3. The children in the Pence family were exposed to religion on a regular basis. For example, every morning Christopher would lead a Bible study session. As an uplifting exercise, the Cordero children would occasionally be asked about what sins they recently committed. Christopher can now add to the conversation with his own personal story of sin. Well, when he gets out of prison, that is. Item number 4. Examining Michelle's belief system removes any mystery about why she selected a vigorous reproductive strategy. Michelle wrote, quote, "I entered marriage thinking of it as an equal partnership, knowing but not understanding what it meant that my husband is the head. I had no idea the importance of my role as a mother and the significance God placed on motherhood. I had no idea that God called barrenness a curse and children the greatest blessing he can bestow. I had no idea that God said so much about children in the Bible. They are heritage, a reward, a blessing, precious little lambs, arrows in the hands of a mighty warrior, and so much more." Unquote. Michelle believed that Christopher was a handsome man and a fantastic example of loving her as Christ loved the church. He was a great priest, prophet, provider, and protector for his family. Item number 5. For some reason, even after giving up 5 of their 6 children to the Pence family, the Corderos continued to have children. They had 2 more. The 5 Cordero children who live with the Pence family had their feelings hurt by this and questioned their parents' behavior. These children kind of have a point here. What were the Corderos trying to do? Why give up children for adoption and then have more children? Maybe they were unable to figure out what caused the pregnancies. Now moving to my final thoughts. Christopher's reasoning for having a large family was based on his religious beliefs. He wanted to lead an army of little blessings and populate the world. Some may find this to be a bit irresponsible, but to be fair to Christopher, he was not entirely set on adding people to the world. He was also quite willing to subtract a couple.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.